Shalom, brethren. Good morning to you all. This is Brother James Veremu from Chitungwiza, Zimbabwe. A very good morning to you all. May God richly bless you this day. I also want to give my apology for not posting yesterday's daily devotion because of some technicalities. But I want to thank God that this morning I can speak to you by the grace of God as we share the Word of God. We were speaking on the glory of God in earthen vessels as we saw how God chose to show forth His glory in the very simplest things of the earth. Now, we just want to continue on the same thought. And can we turn our Bibles to the second book of Corinthians in chapter 4? I just want to read from verse 6 up to verse 11. For God, who commanded light to shine out of darkness, yet shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body, dying of the Lord Jesus Christ. Of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. Excuse me. May the Lord God bless this reading of His word. Now, here Paul puts it across to us as the Word of God that we have the glory of God, because Paul here was showing that the gospel is the manifestation of the power of God to those who believe. But if this gospel is hid, it is hidden to those who were blinded in their minds by the God of this world, who is none other than the devil. But we don't preach ourselves. We don't show forth what we are as the presentation of the glory of God. We are not the focal point. We are not the that which is must be admired or desired. But God has chosen us, like we've seen that God has not chosen the great things of the world, the wise of the world, and the noble of the world, but He has taken the nothings of this world to show forth His glory. So here Paul says, this glory is shown in earthen vessels. And being earthen vessels, we see that as earthen vessels, we are subjected to all forces that take advantage of the weakness in the flesh, because we are still in this flesh. We still live, eat, walk, and work among the people of this world who are maybe in the wrong path. But God has chosen in this earthen vessel to show forth His glory. But the devil, he takes advantage of that being an earthen vessel of us. You know, the Lord Jesus Christ, when he came on earth, we all know that there was war in heaven, and the devil was defeated in heaven, and he was cast down. Then the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Word of God, made flesh, when he came and was born in this world, we see again the devil coming to attack him because he was an earthen vessel, though all the glory and the fullness of God was in him bodily. We see him hungry, and the devil comes, takes advantage of his being a man, and says, change these stones into bread. He tempted him. And the scripture tells us he was tempted even as we are tempted. Why did the devil have the guts to tempt him? Because he was seeing this flesh. And on the cross, that great bee of death, it stung him on the cross. Why? Because he was an earthly vessel. So here Paul puts it across that we are subject to all the things that can attack the flesh. We are troubled on every side, but because we are to show forth the glory of God, and the glory of God must be manifested in us, we are not distressed. Though we are perplexed, we are not in despair. We are persecuted. We are dying every day, bearing the death of Jesus Christ in our bodies. So, it is because of that state that we are in. But glory to God, whatever situation we are brought into, it does not beset us. It does not put us down. It does not despair us. But rather, it shows forth that God is on the throne. Because when Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, the third day he rose again. And that was the glorious power of God. It was victory over death, which had come on him because of the state he was in, that earthly vessel. So, being subjected to all the forces that take advantage of the weakness of the flesh, we are not sidetracked. We are not taken out of the path. But through all those, God glorifies himself even in us. We think of Joseph. He went through the hatred of his brethren. He went through being sold as a slave. He went through being accused of molesting Potiphar's wife. He went through the dungeon, the prison, all because he was a man. But God wanted to show forth his glory. He wanted to show forth who he was, even to his brethren. So we see here that subjection did not deter Joseph from the vision that God had given him. Even when his brothers came to him in Egypt and he revealed himself that he was Joseph, they were in despair. They were afraid. They felt so much guilty Yet he says, it is God who brought me here and sent me ahead of you that I may save lives, or I may give this great deliverance. So every weakness that we have in this flesh is not to our disadvantage, but it is through that God shows forth he is God. Paul says, we were given, the law was given, but the law could not accomplish what God purposed because we were in the flesh. Because of the weakness of the law in the flesh, yet by the grace of God, God brought us the Lord Jesus Christ in that flesh so that we may be taken out of the state of being weak in the flesh to show forth the power and the victory that is in the Spirit of God. So everything, in the end, it brings glory to God. So God is glorified because he shows forth his greatness, he shows forth his saving power, he shows forth his holiness through this body, though it may be weak. Paul says this in the book of Hebrews in chapter 4. I just want to read verse 15 and verse 16. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So we have a high priest who can be touched, not by our strength, not by our power, but by our weakness, our infirmities, the feelings of our infirmities. We are tempted. We are subjected to temptation, but we are not overcome. Why does the temptation come? Because of the state that we are in. We are in this vessel of the earth. We are in this earthen vessel. So the devil comes to tempt us. But we have a high priest. So our weakness in the flesh is only the way that God can show forth his glory, that he can overcome, that he can be in us and show forth who he is. So we glory God, we glorify God in this our state, not because we can, not because we are able, but because all things are possible to us when we believe and abide in the word of God. So, the things that we go through, you know, it's like, you know, the Lord Jesus Christ, when they asked him about that young man who was born blind, they said, is it that he sinned or his parents sinned? But Jesus says, it was so that the glory of God may be seen, or the power of God may be seen. So you see, whatever situation the flesh brings us in, it brings forth the glory of God. It shows forth that God is a healer. Shows forth that God is Jehovah Rapha. It shows that Jehovah is Jehovah Jireh. It shows that Jehovah is Jehovah Tsidkenu. He gives us, he accomplishes in us the purpose of his will. Although we are tempted, although we are beaten down, although we are cast down, that does not make us subject to the vanities of this world, because God is showing forth his glory in us. Let's just see in the book of Matthew, in chapter 8, we'll just read verse 26. I mean in the book of Romans, chapter 8, or maybe we let's read chapter 8 of the book of Matthew. It says, when in verse 23, when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he said unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him? Now, you see here, when they entered the ship, the winds arose, the waves arose, there was a storm. Because of the weakness of the flesh, Jesus Christ was asleep. He was subjected to that fatigue and he slept so much that even the waves and the storm could not awaken him. Yet, when he stood up, he rebuked these winds, he rebuked the waves, and there was a calm on the sea. And then they marveled, what sort of a man is this? They could see the glory of God. They could see the power of God. They could see the work of God. Because, you know, the same God, when he came down on Mount Sinai, with those thunderings and darkness and the voice and fire, they could not marvel. No, they just said, this is the great God. They knew he was God because he manifested himself in that state, whom they had not seen, whom they had not touched. But when they saw that, they say they could accept that this is God. Yet here was a man who was asleep, so tired that he would not be even awakened, be awakened by the storms and all the ragings on the sea. Yet when he stood up and he rebuked the winds and there was calm, there the glory of God was manifested in that earthly state. Amen. Let's go to the book of Romans, which I said we can just read something from there. In chapter 8, in verse 26, the scripture says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth their hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for us, for the saints, according to the will of God. Now here we see, because we are weak, because we cannot attain to that which is needed of God, by God of us, here it says the Spirit takes over. We cannot pray as we should pray. We have our infirmities. We don't even know. We cannot pray the way God wants us to pray. But he shows forth now his greatness. He shows forth now his power, even through that weakness, with words, with groanings that cannot be uttered. The Spirit prays for us. So the glory of God is shown in us. Though we are weak, though we cannot comprehend, though we cannot apprehend, yet the Spirit of God comes down to show forth that it is not flesh and blood, it is not us, but it is God who is showing forth his glory in these earthen vessels. There's no glory in the earthen vessel. There's nothing, there's no power. We have infirmities. We have all these weaknesses. We have all these disadvantages. Yet God shows forth his desire, his glory, and his purpose in us. So we magnify the Lord. We glorify God. The more we are weak, the more we are strong. The more we are forsaken, the more we are accepted of God. So God shows forth his glory in this weakened state that we are in, which is being in the flesh. May you take courage. Are you meeting this grandment? Are you meeting discouragement because of the state that you are in? It is in that state that God shows forth his glory. So take courage, have faith, and submit yourself to the Lord for his glory to manifest in you. May God bless you all. Amen.